The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Obviously, all across the papers, there are varying degrees of, I would say, not the normal level of leak you would expect in the weekend before an announcement about reopening. But I think possibly NPHET haven't written a letter yet, presumably because they wanted to see how things, how the numbers and a few things they were concerned about would settle over the weekend. So not the normal amount of leaks, but there is a lot of various speculation, and we've heard a lot of it all week. Fergal Blaney is political editor of the Irish Mirror. Good morning, Fergal.
Good morning, Brendan.
So, Fergal, we talk in a second about the official opening up of the country. To be honest, like, the unofficial opening up of the country is going from strength to strength, isn't it, with the weather and everything else?
It is indeed, I suppose. We have to be honest with each other. Anyone who has a walk around town, even in Dublin last night, for instance, I'd give an example. I was walking home myself from Leinster House down towards Ringsend, and you passed a lot of people who are out socially distanced, enjoying the weather, enjoying a few pints, to be honest, and it wasn't too hard to get them. You could get them in most pubs, had a little bit of a barrel outside where they're handing them out. I think a lot of cafes did, restaurants did. I wouldn't be surprised at some stage if you were able to get a pint in Tesco or Spar the way things are going.
And is everybody going 100 yards from where they buy their pint, do you think?
Well, you could be 100 yards from where you bought it, but you might be 100 yards from the next place that's serving a pint. So
it's hard
to police that.
Yeah, and I don't think there's too much judging going on about it either at this stage either, is it?
No, I'll be honest now. I had to immerse myself in the role last night, I'll put it that way. And I was enjoying a pint just in a little bit of a park around the corner from one of the establishments on Baggot Street. And at around 8:30, one of the very large police vans came along, and they just turned on the sirens, and that gave a bit of a jolt, and everybody kind of jumped up, and it seemed to do the trick. But everybody was well behaved, and everywhere was closing around 8:30 or 9:00, from what I can see.
Okay. So look, that'll work until it doesn't work. Okay. So listen, the official plan anyway. Just we should remind people first that we're seeing some reopening on Monday anyway, which is what.
The general bits and pieces, I suppose, that have been well marked for a long time. Golfers will be able to get back on the golf courses and tennis and a bit like that. Further construction, obviously, but it's really after that that people are going to start looking forward to the big moves that are going to come on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday is when the decisions are being made, Brendan. There's a cabinet meeting on Tuesday. That famous NPHET letter that you just referred to will probably be delivered on Wednesday.
Okay.
Then there'll be the famous cabinet subcommittee, which is the big boys, I suppose, if you want, as well, and girls of the cabinet will meet, and the three leaders, and then another cabinet meeting on Thursday, if you're still with us, and then one of the famous State of the Nation addresses from Micheál Martin, looking like Thursday evening.
And it would seem at this stage that, and even again, Tony Holohan, who's quite buoyant on his return, was saying there will be an endeavour to lay out a plan, not just for May, but a plan for the summer as well.
So, exactly.
If we start with May...
Yeah, okay, well, May, it's been well flagged already, and it's been said repeatedly by Taoiseach Tarnish, all the ministers as well, that we're going to see a further opening of retail, we're going to see further construction, we're going to see further sport, and we're going to see that one of the biggest issues for many people that's caught the excitement is hairdressers and barbers are going to be coming back in May.
Yeah,
so that
I gather the hairdressers may not be the start of May, that it could be a few weeks into May, is that right?
No, yeah, exactly. It may be eased in phases as well. You may have people that are vaccinated, which would be a reward, I suppose, for the healthcare workers and for the older citizens of society who've waited long enough and they've got their vaccination and they're looking for a bit of a bonus. So the hairdressers reopening for them in the first couple of weeks of May perhaps could be a great boon.
Yeah. And then in terms of retail, there seems to be a suggestion today, I think, in the Indo that it might start with garden centres and home stores and roll out from there. Or we've heard a lot about that. Maybe it starts with click and collect. Will we see all non-essential retail open over the course of May?
Yep, towards the end of May, I think.
The end of May.
But you're right. Yeah, the talk is that we'll have garden centres and home stores, them sort of things, and click and collect in the first 2 weeks So we're already nearly there. May 4th, I suppose, is Tuesday week when we're going to see some easing. And I think you'll see them in the first phase, whether it's May 4th or the following week, May 10th. So we're not quite sure yet.
Okay. And how are things looking in terms of hospitality? Like, we've outdoor dining has even been mentioned for, or indoor dining has been mentioned for maybe a later point. But what's the rolling out there?
Yeah, I suppose there's a couple of issues in that, really. Into June, we're really going to start seeing things reopen in terms of hospitality. There's been indicative and optimistic date of June 10th put in for the reopening of hotels. And obviously, if you think about the consequences in hotels, you do have pubs and restaurants. So that'll have a knock-on effect. And I suppose there's a bit of a quandary for the government. What do you say to the rest of the industry if people are allowed to book into the hotel down the road? But before that, we might have something on outdoor dining by the end of May, because we've heard all the ministers for the past month, really, telling us how safe and how good the outdoor activities are, and that there'd be no spikes in case numbers associated with them. So with the reopening up north from May 24th, it would seem that a lot of ministers in government want to push for something before the end of May. At the start of the week, we had Minister Simon Harris saying there's potential for more. He didn't exactly expound upon that, but, you know, he did mention outdoor dining and the likes before the end of May. And I was talking to another minister yesterday, and he said that we have to give some people something to look forward to in the near future. And again, he wouldn't be pressed on that, but I think he would be keen also to see outdoor dining and hotels as soon as possible, the end of next month or in the early weeks of June.
Okay, and then I suppose the other thing is the inter-county travel then, which that's possibly more imminent than we might have thought as well, is it?
It will probably be in tandem with the opening of hotels. I imagine it will be June. That's still the date I've been hearing. I haven't heard many people saying it definitely won't be in early May. We can say that for starters.
And okay.
We must remember there's still a lot in the mix between now and, like I said, there's three big meetings Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. So there's a lot that can still be worked out, and there's going to be a lot of lobbying from outside government and inside government to try and get as much of this potential for more as we can.
Okay. All right. Listen, Fergal Benny, political editor of the Irish Mirror, thank you for all that. A reasonably upbeat appraisal there. We caveat everything with what could possibly go wrong.